There is a beautiful balance that happens on a healing path. And that balance is circular, which is a really fine way to introduce healing into your life. And the reason the circle is so good for you is that it allows you to move from section to section on your own wheel, taking care of each section as you come to it. Now, what is that that you say? What that means in English, I believe is what you say, is that if you have a gift that you want to develop and you come to that gift, give it time, give it your energy, give it your focus, but not all of it, because you want energy then left for the next portion of your wheel, which might be something very, very different from the thing that you are developing here. This is a thing that we want to know in being balanced human beings. A balanced human being is not monochromatic. You are not all one thing. You do not always respond the same way in every situation to everything. That would be a very boring planet if that is what was truly going on. But to allow yourself to find each part of your wheel, to address it, to bring love to it, to bring healing to it, to bring strength, to bring abundance, to bring power. That is a great thing when you are able to allow that. Now, what happens for all of us on our wheel is that as we go around our personal wheel, we will come to a place where there is a wound. And in true human fashion, what we would prefer to do is to leap over that and go to a section of the wheel that where we do not have a wound, where we are more comfortable, where things are clearer to us, where we can find things more easily. And we are not saying that you do not ever do that. But what we want to point out to you is that as you go around the wheel again and again, you will come to that place again and again. And when you are doing a good healing life, you are probably going to come to that place more quickly than you wish you were going to come to it. Now, that wound, no wound is a punishment. That is not what wounds are about. Wounds are opportunities. Now, we do not expect you to be enthusiastic about this teaching, but even in your spiritual literature, it is pointed out that whatever made the wound on your wheel, it has opened a place where the light can enter. So a wound actually has the potential to make, if you can let the light in, to make you stronger, to make you more joyful, to make you more of everything. Because the light that pours into the wound circles the whole wheel, brings everything up. Now, then why do we not simply open to the light of the universe when we come to the wound? It is because we are afraid. That is one reason. The other reason is that we sometimes feel judged by our wounds. Rather than saying, oh, I feel this, it is time for me to open to the light of the universe, to the love and the healing that it brings, we often say, what is wrong with me that this wound is still here? Now, if you should ever find that in your internal conversation, note that may be part of the problem, that there may be a judgment of the thing that is actually asking you to let it heal. So if you think of it in that way, that the wound in your life is a place that has been opened so that the light can come into it, then perhaps you can begin to approach that wound with more love and with more understanding, and most importantly, with more willingness to let the healing in. Now, when we are able to do this, then two wonderful things happen. As we said to you before, the light that enters the wound will spread across the whole wheel. So all of your wheel will have more light in it. It will have more healing. It will have more power. It will absolutely enliven you in every portion of the wheel that you address. And as that light comes into the wound, what you will see is then that the wound becomes not a wound, but a portal. This may be a lesson for another time because there is a bit more to it. But let us say this briefly. If you have ever been hurt by something like abandonment, let us say, that is a very common wound, and you decide to send light into that, and you decide to learn what you need to know to make that wound better, and you meet someone who has been abandoned, you are in the perfect position to bring to that person the understanding and the care, and even to help them walk through the steps they need to take to heal their wound. And that is why we say then the wound becomes a portal through which love can flow and healing can flow and gifts to others and to the worlds can flow. So we want to leave you with this thought. Respect for your wheel, every aspect of it, everything that you come to on it deserves your love and your honoring and your focus and your embrace. And that includes the wound. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply, and know that where your breath goes, healing goes. Become aware of the golden light above your head, the light that is the light of the universe, the light that is your partner in creation, the light that knows who you are and illuminates every part of your wheel so that as you move, you become more of who you are and more powerfully who you are. Feel the crown open and let the golden light touch your third eye, and let the wisdom of the universe enter your third eye. said that your intuitive powers are fueled by the wisdom of the universe. As though the universe is a good parent and wants to give you the power to see and know what it sees and knows. Feel the golden light flow into your body and into your throat. And feel the golden light take charge of the communication that happens inside of you, so that nothing that dishonors you or takes away your power enters your own communication. And if it is someone else's communication, let the golden light move it out of your body, out of any place that is near you or impacts you. Let the universe be your help, your guide. Feel the golden light flow into your heart center. And feel the beautiful power of the golden light cover all the parts of the wheel of your life and your heart, bringing light to everything that you encounter, showing you what you love, showing you what you need to know, showing you the beauty of your own heart. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the solar plexus. And feel the golden light displace any emotional energies that have been put in your solar plexus or that you have allowed in your solar plexus. Feel them all cleared away from your body, since they do not serve your heart and your highest good. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the second center. And let the golden light return to the second center, the knowledge that you have the power to cleanse your life as you walk through it, without shame, without guilt and judgment. See a waterfall in that center, and allow the power of that waterfall to relieve you of any heaviness or harm that might be caught in that center. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the root. And feel the gold rush into your root to build for you a structure of creation that matches you. The knowledge and desire to create that connects to your heart and your third eye and ultimately to the universe that created you. And feel the flow of golden light through your body and allow it to heal you, to relieve you of your burden. And feel the power of the universe in back of you to support you, in front of you to light your way, through you to take away your pain and illuminate your joy. Feel that light spread beyond your body to make a field of attraction, so that you are indeed the golden child that the universe created. And as you walk through the world, you draw to yourself what is best and finest for you. Bring your attention into your heart center. And in the center of your heart, see that there is a golden altar. And know that the universe has left a gift for you on that altar. Rest your mind. Open the wisdom of the heart and know your gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.